at myfavoritegunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You have to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The big question internationally in this country, who is the wizard? Who is behind the scenes, pulling the strings, speaking to Joe Biden? Who is the wizard? Is it an individual? Is it a group of individuals in the deep state, dark state, shadow, deep state, shadow government? Incrementally, the world is getting to see what is going on behind the curtain. Now, just last week, we had the G7 conference there in get-together in Japan. The United States, Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. These nations are, for the most part, what you would term unipolar world nations, led by empire. This is what happened. This is what China had to say. This is out of RT.com. China questions credibility of the G7 members. The International Committee will not allow the U.S.-led G7 to dominate the world affairs, nor will it fall in line with the pro-Western rules pushed by the group, the Chinese foreign minister said in a statement on Saturday. China will never accept the so-called rules imposed by the few. The international community does not and will not accept the G7-dominated Western rules that seek to divide the world based on ideologies and values. The foreign ministry went on to accuse the group of acting on behalf of America First policies and attempting to impose its will on others. That simply shows how little international credibility means to the G7. Gone are the days when a handful of Western countries can just willfully meddle in other countries' internal affairs and manipulate the global affairs. And I'm going to refer back to February the 4th, 2022, before Russia was forced to move troops into Ukraine. And I have mentioned this two or three times previously on the programs. There was a Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, on behalf of their nations, met in Moscow, and there was a joint statement of the Russian Federation and the People's Republic of China on the international relations entering a new and global sustainable development. Now, I'm going to tell you, Russia and China on global sustainable development, they have different views than the United States and the Five Eyes nations. Five Eyes meaning you're being watched. Canada, America, Britain, Australia, New Zealand. Five Eyes means this was put in place over 100 years ago. These five nations will watch and be the eyeballs of the globalists who have ruled and attempted to rule the earth for about 100 years. Now, in this joint statement, this was out of multipolar versus unipolar world. What difference does it make? It was out of the blog of the National Citizens Alliance.ca. And what happened on the 4th of February last year was a declaration by Russia and China. I emphasize this repeatedly. Russia and China. It was a declaration to the unipolar West nations, but it was also a declaration to the multipolar world nations in the way in which global affairs are being conducted today. There are only two systems that the nations of the world can be involved with. The only nation that is kind of on the fence to a great degree is the nation of Israel. Israel would have to be the one nation that everybody would watch, because Israel has to be on a unipolar world, because Israel needs the United States, the backing of America, the income, what we provide. On the other hand, Israel needs a multipolar world system, because Israel wants to trade internationally with all nations, not just in the unipolar world, but the multipolar world also. Israel has to be careful. But globally, there are only two real global systems. The unipolar world of the West, led by the United States of America, and the multipolar world nations, which are growing daily, monthly, directed by Russia and China. And this article that I have referred to, out of, again, blog.nationalcitizensalliance.ca, multipolar versus unipolar world. And here, in the article I'm reading to you from, which was out of RT.com, on the G7, China is has taken a stance. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living, June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Robert Scott Bell from The Robert Scott Bell Show. Maxine Holler from Kids Braintree, Fort Collins. Wendy Scipione from MPB Health. Lauren Kubla from Synergy IV Wellness. Get your tickets today at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
In my investigations into this agreement with Russia and China, it is so massive. And the unipolar world nations, the people of the world, may not understand, they don't know what happened. They don't know about a joint statement with Russia and China. Canada does. All the European nations. The administration presently with the imposter and the deep state, the shadow government, all agencies of the continuity of government in this nation. This is how important this is. Every European leader in every nation in Europe, they know about this joint statement by Russia and China. And most of the media in this country, the mainstream media, and even alternative media, they don't know the importance of this agreement. They don't see it. They don't really pay attention to a unipolar versus a multipolar world. They don't pay attention to, maybe they're not aware of, the two digital systems that are being put in place this very second. They've been putting these digital systems for the last 10 years. And Vladimir Putin, he knew what Klaus Schwab, what he's putting together with the World Economic Forum. He understands the digital system of the United States and the unipolar group of nations. He really had already been working on a multipolar world economic system, which, according to the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, Christ gave a revelation to John, and John recorded it, the Apostle John. There would be one of the great signs of the end of the world, or the time before Christ comes, the end of the world, the cosmos, Satan's rule over the nations of the world. Satan's final objective is to rule the world economically through a cashless system. This is Satan's program. And according to the revelation that John gave the apostle, that Christ gave the apostle John, this system will come into existence. It is in the book of Revelation. We cannot change it. And Christ warned the world about it. This was one of the signs of the time prior to his second coming. There are Christian ministries and individuals who study the end time prophecies, and they don't believe that that this digital network, this cashless society, is a sign of the end of the world. They don't see it. But the people who are not even Christian, they read the book of Revelation. It's terrifying. And they're looking for the pieces of this great revelation, this great mystery, and they're seeing pieces being put together. They remember the Christian community and the world community in Europe and America back in the 70s when they came up with this beast computer network. I think it was in Brussels, Belgium. They called it the 666 computer. You mentioned the term 666. Everybody internationally that is somewhat educated, they know the implications of a 666 system and the number of a man who they refer to as Antichrist. one of the signs is of the time that before Christ's return, there would have to be an economic system available using digits, using computers. And up until recently, and maybe the last 20, 25 years, everybody assumed that there would only be one system internationally. But the Bible makes it clear. There has to be a second system. There will be the Antichrist system of 666. There will be that system in place. It will be mainly Western. The reason I continue to use this word unipolar is it's the nations in the Western Hemisphere that are controlled by the United States. There must be a second, an alternative. And this alternative, we can only understand it by the term multipolar world. China and Russia and the nations involved in this new network of nations have put together and are going to work with their currencies, and they're going to work digitally. And there are safety measures so that even China will not be able to control the multipolar world network of nations. Now, the unipolar world network of nations will, for the most part, be very controlled by the United States and the coming Antichrist that will be placed in power by Satan. I know you may not believe it. You may not believe in Satan. You may not believe in a devil. You don't believe in a Diablo or any of these terms that we would refer to as the son of the devil. You may not believe in that. But according to Revelation chapter 13, it says that the individual or the entity, the power, the spirit that puts this person in power is the devil. The devil will give him great authority, power, great authority, and give him his seat, meaning put him on a throne of a nation at the end of the world that will be so magnificent, like a nation that has never existed, so powerful economically, militarily, powerful with technology, powerful with the ability to get intel from another dimension. This is why the Rockefeller Foundation has invested so heavily in the CERN project. This family was so involved in the occult that they wanted to invest before the brothers and the grandsons of John D. Rockefeller, before they passed away, they invested because they, over a century now, sent 120, 130 years, almost 140 years, that family has been receiving transmissions from the dark side, from the other side down the rabbit hole. And this is why they're using CERN. And the government agencies in this country, we fund it. We have, don't think it's just French and Swiss and English, German, Chinese scientists there. Nope. We have all these scientists from the United States of America, engineers, scientists, researchers, because that CERN, it is not only splitting an atom, but it is splitting dimensions. It is opening portals into another dimension, into another eternal world, an eternal world where God and his holy angels exist, as well as Lucifer, Satan, and his fallen angels and the demons. That's the sphere where they operate. Well, this government has been opening channels to dialogue back and forth to try to overthrow God, simply. We're in a fascinating time, a terrifying time, a time where if you have no hope, your heart is going to fail, you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to die. And I present things from the perspective of the Bible because people that don't know God, that are atheists, agnostics, that don't believe in another invisible world, they do have to admit, well, you know, we like to listen to Nostradamus and we like to listen to all these other occult prophets, but the Bible, it does say that there's going to be a system where there is going to be no money, and there's going to be a nation and an individual that if you don't worship him, you can't buy and sell. They may not believe in God. They may not believe in another dimension. But what is written in the book of Revelation has piqued their interest. And it should. Because God said that his word is going to accomplish everything that he desires that it accomplish. And the main thing is to give people a thought, a concept, an understanding of a reality that maybe men in this dimension can't really identify or verbalize perfectly. What is it down there? What is there a down there? And if there is a down there, what is down there? If there is a curtain, what's behind that curtain? So people that don't believe in God, they are watching, they are seeing what the Bible says is going to happen. And again, going back to a multipolar versus unipolar world, two systems, that's very simple to understand. One system that is going to be an economic currency for the West, and another system of currency for the other nations of the world. And China and Russia, they made a statement that we are at war with the unipolar world, and they are at war with the occult societies that have put together this system in the West. It's not just a system they're opposed to. It's the spiritual side behind it that they're fighting also. Russia especially. Because that religion of evil is on Russia's border. Called Nazism, the religion of Nazism and all the other isms involved with it. We'll continue in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hi there, we're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. The Present Truth program on Sunday, 9 to noon, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me on Sunday, too. So, I'm trying to simplify and present a concept that I call signs that Christ said would happen in the years before his coming. There would be signs. Yes, there's going to be hurricanes and tornadoes and volcanoes and earthquakes and strange things happening in the sky. But also, within the societies of the world, there are going to be political upheavals. There are going to be changes in the political systems, in the governments of the world. And Christ said that there would be wars, rumors of wars. There would be nations fighting nations. There would be internal wars or civil wars. And they'd be fought over not only property, land, but religious, over religious wars. This is what's happening in Ukraine. You have the religion of Nazism in opposition to the Russian Orthodox Church. You may not think, well, where does it say there's going to be war against religious wars like that? Well, what did Christ say? That the Christian people are going to be persecuted. They're going to be hated. And there's going to be religious wars. Wars to eliminate Christianity, to eliminate the Catholic Church. Have you heard, did you ever hear about a term, a thought, the Catholic Spring? You heard the term Arab Spring. It's when the United States decided to go into the Middle East and bring in a revolt and change the structure of nations in the Middle East, part of the Obama-Clinton plan. So they brought in an Arab Spring. Also, Hillary Clinton with John Podesta and that occult world were going to bring in a Catholic Spring, where they were going to cause mass division within the Catholic Church. To some degree, it would occur, but not because they put it in place. It's because Christ himself said that he is going to, with all of the churches, there's going to be internal problems with the churches doctrinally. Those who are wanting to accurately present the Gospels and what the Bible has to say to the children of God. And then you will have those in these big churches, in the religious world, those individuals who are not even Christian, who would go in and try to diminish and make powerless and unimportant the major doctrines of the Christian faith, like the matter of justification by faith. We're justified by faith, believing into Christ. We're not justified by works, doing good things for people. There is a difference between the two. One, you're working for your salvation. The other is you're receiving salvation by faith. Well, there would be a war against that kind of concept, that simple thought, by people who are not even Christians. And they would be, if they're not Christians, who do they work for? Diablo, the devil, Lucifer, Satan. So there's going to be war. And in Ukraine, Nazism, the religion of Nazism, is at war with Russia. So it's a spiritual war taking place against the Orthodox churches of Russia. And in previous programs, I've talked about Zelensky. He's at war with the Ukrainian church in Ukraine, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. He's not against the church. He's against those believers in the Orthodox churches and their faith in Jesus Christ. You see, there cannot be faith in Jesus Christ in any of the religions that are Antichrist religions like Nazism. It's a philosophy. There is reality to it. Evil, great evil. So there's a war already in Central Europe at the borders of Russia to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. There's a war here in this country against the evangelical churches, against the Catholic Church. The Clintons and Podesta were going to have a Catholic Spring to cause division within Catholicism that would divide the Catholic people, and it was going to work, and it has to a degree worked. Then you have, during the Barack Obama's administration, all of these policies and laws that were passed that were anti-Christ, anti-Christian, and they were effective. There was an overthrow of there was an introduction of racial war brought into, which was conducted, directed at young people, young children in elementary school, high school. It was a Obama revolution within the education system of this country. And it was successful. Very successful. Obama wanted an army. He has an army. I'm going to just continue to drift in this direction. Then you have talk now, presently, of Michelle Obama running for president. And there is more discussion about the possibilities that the Democrat Party, they have no one to replace the imposter. They don't have anybody to replace Joe Biden. And so Kamala Harris, from reports I've been hearing, no one likes her. She is unlikable. She is despicable. She is unattractive. She is not a good candidate. She is phony. She is all these things that people are saying. They don't want her. The Democrat Party, they know. She gets in front of the camera and she begins with that fake, whatever you want to call it, that canned laugh. So she's out of the picture. There are no men in the Democrat Party that are other than Michelle that would be a candidate. The present truth, it's what I hear.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
So will it be Michelle Obama? There aren't any men on the horizon. And some people have thought about maybe here out of Colorado, Jared Polis. Nope. Jared doesn't qualify. Jared doesn't have the stamina, doesn't have the appeal. Not charismatic enough. He's just not someone that would be even considered. And even if he was considered, he'd get a lot of votes out of Colorado. But nationally, no, he would be a loser. He would be a loser. No, there will be no president ever to come out of Colorado. Colorado will never have a president of the United States. Never. And so there's nobody on the Democrat ticket, male, as far as male-wise. And how about Buttigieg and these type of people? Uh-uh. Anybody would run on the Democrat ticket. The only reason they would run is for money. It would be for enriching themselves, getting more attention. And they would run, and after whoever is put in the place of president, that those individuals would be rewarded handsomely. Anybody would run would have to be able to have a chance to take out Donald Trump. This is the threat still in this country. The threat is Donald Trump. The threat is not Russia. The threat is, yes, the economy, you know, cavitating, sitting idle, spinning. But the real threat is an individual called Donald J. Trump. Even the Donald Trump, those that deniers, even in the Republican Party, the Christians, many Christians have lost. Donald Trump has no more appeal. Doesn't matter. What we think is one thing. Now, the enemy of this country, what they have to say, or what they think, what they feel, who they feel the threat is, that is what's important. There are many on this station that don't care for Trump. There are many on the stations down in Denver that don't care for Trump. All over media, social media, that don't care for Trump. But they're not seeing the big picture. Who's the threat to the Democrat Party? Who's the threat? It's Donald Trump. If you look at it from that perspective, they know. Is Ron DeSantis, is he a threat? No. He is a Republican globalist. He's not a threat. He's not a threat to Donald Trump. He's a globalist. His wife, she spends time with these women from Silicon Valley, and their husbands, and these women are all globalists. Birds of a feather flock together. She's a globalist. You know darn well that he's going to be a globalist too. And the globalists, they all have one thing in common. They are members of secret societies. Jorge Soros, he's a member of secret societies. All the Rockefellers were. The Clintons are, because they're still alive. These people are members of the occult. And there's King Charles. So, Ron DeSantis, he's of the same bird. He's a ravenous bird. He's an unclean bird, just like these other people. He's not a dove. He's not a dove. He's a vulture. He's a vulture cloaked in the appearance of being somebody that you'd want to vote for. And so anyhow, there isn't anybody on the Democrat side that is going to be able to really. And Hillary, she's not coming back. She's had enough. She was taken to the woodshed. She was exposed globally in the debates with Donald Trump. And the only person that I say, personally I feel, that would be able to beat Trump without Trump being taken out through some other means. Let's say we go, there's the national crisis where we stop elections because we're in a war. This is one of the strategies of America. If we can get Russia to respond and Russia will declare war on the United States, the election will be suspended. If I understand things correctly, they'll just suspend the election. We're at war with Russia. We don't want to change leadership. We don't want to change anything in administrations. We need to be unified. The American people need to get behind the Democrat Party, behind this individual that has, I heard today, a good term, I understand it. What do you call it? Downer syndrome.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In
every life we... Yeah, I was thinking of sundowners at the end of that last segment, but when I thought of the term downers, well, that's what Joe's on. He's on downers every day. We don't know what they're giving him to keep him even walking. We don't know if it's adrenochrome. We don't know if it is adrenaline. We don't know if it's what kind of downers. But one thing it appears that he does have, and I heard this morning, he does have sundowners. So right around the end of the day, something happens and he begins to forget everything. And even during the day, he's forgetting everything. And so there's no one, somebody's going to have to replace him. And the threat, Donald Trump, whether the Trump, what do you call him, though the anti-Trumpers, the anti-MAGA, whether they like him or not, he's a threat. The Democrats know he's a threat. He's gaining more momentum. CNN, Fox, These big networks are doing everything they can to try to eliminate, to neutralize the effect that he's having on the American people, because now after this last 2.5-3 years, now even the Democrat Party, those that voted for Biden, they have realized they made a big mistake. They made a big mistake, and it's too late. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You vote for personalities, and you vote not only for somebody that maybe didn't have the personality that you really wanted. You know, Biden doesn't have the personality, but they voted because they hated Trump. So the only candidate was Biden. The hatred, this is what hatred does. You'll do crazy things, and then you'll regret what you've done because of your hatred. Well, it's too late. The Democrat Party, the people that voted for Trump, the Democrats, the voting blocks, the individuals, that's all they are. They're tools. Tools for the power structure. And the Democrats haven't caught on yet. Most are starting to catch on. It's too late. It is too late. Trump has gained momentum, is gaining momentum. DeSantis knows it. Candace Owens, the whole Republican Party, the anti-MAGA, the anti-Trump, the professional Republicans, the professional Republicans like Mike Pompeo. What a traitor. Pompeo, Pilgrim Society, Lindsey Graham, all of them. These men were, they're just professional Republicans. They don't care about the country. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about anything but power, greed. They worship at the altar of greed and mammon. That's all of them. Lindsey Graham, Dopey, Jeff Sessions. I have friends who used to call him Dopey. He looked like one of the seven dwarfs. Anyhow, this is not character assassination. This is a betrayal of the American people by Jeff Sessions. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll continue. Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.